is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before we get started, I just want you to know that Jax hates what we're about to do.
But for you,
we would do anything. At least TJ and I would.
That's right.
You guys just want to talk about this.
Jax, it's just about family.
It's about Fast and Furious 9. Well, they're calling it Fast 9, but it's Fast and Furious. And what's special about this movie is it's going to be a space movie.
Incredible.
They were car guys, and then they were submarine guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on a submarine?
Like the Arctic.
Now, this trailer, this is the official trailer that you're about to hear, they kind of go through what they did.
Yeah, and I bet they do.
It's been a lot.
Wow.
So check it out.
Think about the submarine. Y'all ever thought about the wild missions we've been on? We've taken out planes, trains, tanks. I'm not going to even think about the submarine. And now we got cars flying in the air?
That's right, because they have a flying car now.
Like,
Jacob
what?
Is Dom's brother.
So the bad guy is Vin Diesel's brother.
Man, it took him 9 movies to show up?
Yeah, and his name is, you guys know who it is, right?
Who is it?
John Cena.
No way.
Yeah, so they expect us to believe that John Cena is related to Vin Diesel.
Been a long time, Dom. Little brother. You always say never turn your back on family. But you turned your back on me.
Whoa.
Now your little family is in my world.
Wow.
I actually read an article a headline this morning that Vin Diesel believes Paul Walker sent John Cena for this movie. Like, he was a gift. No, actually, like, that's what he said in an interview.
Vin Diesel is a weird dude.
Like,
he's
a gift.
Super flipping weird. Let's just acknowledge this whole movie franchise is weird.
No, you guys are wrong. This movie's about family. It's always been about family.
Now, towards the end of the trailer, and this is what everybody wants, Tyrese Gibson.
Oh, he's so
and
hot.
Ludacris,
okay, I'm in. Yeah.
And Ludacris are in a plane headed towards space, and they're duct taping their suits together.
Sure.
And here's what they say.
Really? Duct tape? You acting like we on our way to Home Depot.
Put the
no tape!
Ah! I don't want to die!
Whoa.
Like, I'm going to go home and watch Bridget Jones. I'm not interested in this.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Where do they go from here?
Nowhere. It ended.
You've taken out subs, tanks, and now you're going to space. Like,
yeah.
Is Fast 10 in another dimension?
There's no Fast 10, is there?
There's
well,
going
of course
to be.
There's gonna be.
Yeah.
No.
They have a license to print money at this point. Why would they stop that machine?
Jax, they make so much money off these movies. Of course there's going to be another one.
These used to be street racing movies.
Yeah. They used to be about, like, tuning up your car and going to those car meets. Like the one that we saw on the news where they broke it up and there's like 500 people there.
Yeah. That was the second movie because they didn't have the budget for fire in the first one.
I know, guys. I watched Tokyo Drift. I know
that. Did you go to Tokyo? Did you go on a date to Tokyo Drift?
Mind your business. Mind your business.
What was his name?
You know his name.
Tyler Mott.
No, it was Derek. Ex-boyfriend Derek.
And then you went to the one where Paul Walker passed away.
Yes.
And you were with somebody.
I was with a friend.
And?
And they cried. And I didn't know what to do because I didn't really understand what was happening in the movie.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. It's very sweet, your friend.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The pandemic has seen the end of a lot of places. But one of the first to go was Forever 21.
I just don't know what I'll do with that aisle right by the cash that everything is a dollar and you don't need it, but you want it.
Why did we want everything by that aisle? What was the thing with
that? I think it was just because it was there.
Yeah, it was there and you didn't need any of it. It's like Old Navy. It's like the face scrubs and weird loofahs and also like hats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
It's funny. I remember going to Forever 21 with several different girlfriends and they always had the token men section.
Yeah, like the wall.
A couple aisles.
Yeah.
For a while, the men's section wasn't so bad, and then it got smaller and smaller.
It always bugged me, too, because you would find a shirt, and the front of it would look really nice.
Yeah.
And then you would turn it over, and it would be like, where's my coffee? Or I hate Mondays or something.
Yeah.
Why would you ruin the shirt?
I have one pleather jacket from there that was $20. I still have it because it's really good.
Really?
It's a good one.
Growing up, we didn't have a Forever 21 in Nova Scotia, so the first time I ever saw one was in Toronto, and it was the one at Yonge and Dundas.
Yeah. Oh, right in the right
in the corner. But the way, like, because it was a really fancy looking building. It
sure
still
was.
Is. So I assumed that Forever 21 was like out of my price range. I thought it was like fancy. I thought it was like a Louis Vuitton. I thought it was like really nice.
It
and
is.
Then I went in and I was like, everything's $4. Amazing. Yeah, that location was really nice.
So Forever 21 is coming back. New report from insiders revealed that the brand will be making physical stores in Canada again. Now, they had switched to an online-only store,
yeah.
But there had been, like, there was, like, one or two pages of goods, and that was it. Like, there was
nothing. It was a really desolate place.
So, they're hoping to have it back by the end of this year. No full details, but they've got Vancouver first and then Toronto next.
Yeah, and I think that Windsor is rumored to also be having
Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor.
Bizarre.
Can I offer a potentially unpopular opinion? Mm-hmm. You know what I miss? And it was only here for a minute. Target. Or Target, if you will.
You ever shopped at an American Target?
Way better.
Way better. So well, yeah, that's the thing, is that they couldn't supply the Targets here with the same stuff at the American store.
Yeah.
So they just gave up.
They gave up really quick.
Well, yeah, because if you're going to fail, fail quickly. And it failed.
But they took up so much real estate.
Yeah,
like,
it was
so
bad.
Many big places
well,
closed.
Here's the thing. They signed all these leases for these expensive buildings and then couldn't give you anything close to what you would get in the States. Yeah. So a lot of people were like, why don't I just go back to Buffalo and get it there? So, yeah, I don't miss the Canadian Targets. The American Targets, great.
I just miss the vibe. Whenever I'm on TikTok, people are always going to Target. And I just miss being able to say I was going to Target.
It's warm. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great spot.
Like a sandwich.
Never coming back. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ariana Grande, 3435.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Would you be interested in an open relationship? A huge number of people say yes.
Mm.
New survey asked 9,400 people how interested they'd be in an open relationship, which they define as where you could date more than one person simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
28% of people say they'd be interested, including 1 in 7 people who'd be very interested. Men are much more likely than women to be interested in an open relationship. That's 34% of men, 23% of women. And people under the age of 34 are also way more into the idea than people over the age of 55.
Kind of blown away with what I'm seeing on like Bumble and Hinge now, because you see that a lot. People are like, listen, I'm in a relationship, but you know, we're open. And so if you want to...
Yeah, man, a ton of folks are... Have you guys ever done open?
Have
or...
I?
Yeah.
No, I never have.
Any poly? No?
I think it's something where you'd have to establish it from the beginning. If you're in a relationship...
100%, yeah.
That, I think it'd be pretty hard to be, like, in a monogamous relationship and then 10 years in say, okay, we're both going to be open now. Like, I think that'd be a huge shift for
I've seen partners do it, and it's incredibly hard. It, like, requires an immense amount of communication, especially,
confidence,
like, if you're... Yeah. Confidence, especially, like, if you're somebody's primary. Yeah, a lot of trust there, so...
I don't think I could pull it off. Facebook and Instagram is testing options to hide like counts. Like, yeah, they've been doing it since 2019, but it's going to be a little bit different this time. Of course, you remember 2019, the idea was to ease the pressure off posting on Instagram, as there was a lot of studies that said that people felt immense amounts of anxiety before they posted. But a rep for both is now saying that they're exploring a new option that lets users decide to have the option to not only turn off like counts on their own photos, but allow users to avoid seeing how many likes other people's photos have as well.
Hmm.
The idea for keeping the likes on, I guess, is to show people trends on what's popular, like especially with clothing brands and with models, for example, who are showing off clothing. It shows you like what's where the trends are going.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting idea. Yonge Street is getting dedicated patios and bike lanes this summer. Toronto Council approved an active TO complete street on Yonge Street from Bloor to Davisville. It's going to bring patios, formalized loading and parking zones, protected bike lanes, and a safer street for everyone in the heart of Midtown. They also have some longer-term plans with it as well, like event spaces. I'm not sure what events are going to be putting on. Parquet-like seating areas and pedestrian zones where car access is restricted during certain areas or hours.
That makes so much sense. That like run of Yonge. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know what? It's going to be interesting this summer because, you know, this is the second year of this. And I think we're still going to be, you know, some sort of restrictions are going to be on us by that point, right? Hopefully, most of us will be vaccinated. But all the same, you still expect that to happen. I wonder if this shift is permanent. Like, there's a lot of people that are talking about, you know, I think I've mentioned this before. A friend of mine, producer at a TV show, moved to Prince Edward Island.
Yeah.
Not Prince Edward County, Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
Like, several provinces away.
The land of Anna Green Gables.
And I said, so how are you going to do this? Like, because you normally, as a producer, you got to be on the floor when the show's being recorded.
Yep.
And she's like, well, I'm just going to do it. And then, and from what I've heard, a lot of companies are just giving up their office space and saying, we can do this. We're fine. And that's it. So why not? Why wouldn't we have that shift to that? You know, if you're out and you've got in your neighborhood, just a pedestrian only street, and you could just go work there every day. It'd be pretty sweet, right?
It'd be pretty nice.
I don't know.
I love it. It feels like Europe, and I'm here for
it.
I love it. Hell yeah. Drinking on the streets, working in the streets. Let's hang out.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you. TJ, how about this? We get you in the Destroy Your Debt $100,000 draw, which happens tomorrow, and we do it for you in 6 minutes at 8 a.m. That's when the next keyword is.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So let's talk to Ron. Ron seems like a really good guy. Went on a date with somebody named Leah, and things went well, right, Ron?
Yeah, I mean, actually, we've been kind of seeing each other off and on since about, like, the middle of February year.
All right.
And, we met on Hinge, and it's been, you know, kind of slow, a lot of talking on FaceTime. We started going out on dates every week or two. And so the last time I saw her, I'm trying to figure out what happened. I can't really put it all together. We had outside dinner on a patio. You know, I got a little bit lucky. Dropped her home. Everything seemed like perfectly normal, same as usual. But since then, I haven't heard from her.
Didn't he? Literally.
No!
Ron, is there anything on this date that makes you think, hey, that's a good reason to ghost somebody?
No. It all was perfectly normal. And we've been talking to each other for so long. I thought it was like way past that stage. And I just want to know if I did something wrong, what it was, and maybe get a second chance. I really like her, and I would like a second chance if possible.
How was your performance that evening? Because it sounds like you got ghosted after you guys hooked up.
I mean, you know, serviceable to good, I'd say. You know, I'm not a star or nothing. I do my duty.
That's where the bar's set, huh? Serviceable?
All right. It's mostly the best you can hope for.
Serviceable. Okay,
so we want to find out if Ron did anything wrong. Wrong.
Oh,
yeah, I tried.
That was good.
I should have ended on the one. All right, right. Listen, Ron, listen, we're going to give a shout. We're going to give Leah a shout next, and we're going to find out what happened if we can.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Now we're back in lockdown again. But Ron, you managed to get out with somebody named Leah. You guys have been sort of seeing each other since February, and the story starts well but ends in a ghosting. Give it to us, like, quick recap.
You know, we just been, we went on Hinge. We've been talking on FaceTime. Yeah, we did go out to dinner the one time when it was patio time briefly there. And after that, I didn't hear from her. And I just want to know why.
Okay, so let's give her a call. However, quickly want to ask, you sure you want to make this call? Sometimes the answers can be harsh.
Especially when sex is involved.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd just rather know either way.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair.
Let's give her a call.
Hi, this is Leah.
Hi there. Leah, it is Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. Sorry, I'm not used to people saying their name. Leah, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good.
We're from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Okay, all right. Well, listen, we're calling for you, and we're calling about a ghosting in your neighborhood.
Okay.
It was you. You ghosted somebody named Ron.
Yeah.
And we were wondering if we could find out a little bit about that.
Okay, so you're calling about me ghosting the man who thought it would be a great idea to give my 6-year-old son washer fluid as a gift?
Yeah, actually, we are calling about that.
That's the guy.
What?
Is that a thing?
What happened?
I was just trying to be nice to your kid, and it was all I had in my car.
Oh, my God. Is that Ron?
It is Ron. Ron's been listening the whole time.
Ron,
he was supposed to stay listening.
He's just running it up.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I got nervous. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's trying to hide now?
Leah, so, Can you tell us what's going on here?
Ron and I started dating. We had gone out a couple times, and he was nice enough the last time we got together to give me a ride to my sister's place to pick up my son. I don't drive, so he gave me a ride. It was his first time ever meeting my kid, but I figured it was going to be controlled. So everything was normal. We pick up my son. We got dropped back at my place, said goodbyes, and then I get in the house. I'm taking Jacob's things out of his backpack, and he has a full bottle of washer fluid.
That's really sketchy.
And I was like, yeah, what? Weird. And he looks at me and he says, "Stepdaddy Ron gave it to me."
Okay, that's also weird.
So at some point, while I'm talking to my sister, getting my stuff from the trunk, whatever, Ron decided to give my son a little gift and tell him to call you stepdaddy. Like,
Ron,
how could you expect me to want to talk to you ever again? One, you are not my son's stepfather. Two, the audacity.
Yep.
And three, washer fluid? Like, what were you thinking?
Ron.
Okay. So, I think those are three pretty legitimate questions.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been alone in a car with a kid that you've never met before? Like, if you don't know.
That is not a question I would ask out of this context.
Do you want to try again?
Okay, so just by your answer, you're acknowledging that's an awkward situation. And, you know, sure. I don't know anything about Pokemon or whatever the kids are into these days. So, like, I'm reduced to talking about what's in the car. And, you know, I got a jug of fluid right there. The kid's like, "Can I have some of your Kool-Aid?" I'm like, no. Listen,
Ron.
Not for consumption, Ron, child, Ron. But you can have it, sure. And then when the kid asked me, "Are you my new daddy?" And I'm like, let's dial it back to maybe stepdaddy for now. That's on me. Like, what? Come on.
Ron, I've dated women with kids before, and everything's wrong.
And you might not know if it's Pokemon, and that's fine, but it's definitely not coolant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you're also leaving out the fact that I wrote in big letters on the front in Sharpie, "Do not drink," so the kid knew not to drink it. You know, like, the stuff doesn't expire. When he gets a car, he'll be good to go.
Yeah. Do you guys have all the information you need? Because
I think we might.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. We were going to ask if you wanted to connect for a second date.
Maybe he can meet somebody in the aisle at the auto parts store or something. You blew it, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, so Leah.
That's a shame. I was going to give the kid an oil filter on the next day.
Listen, Ron, you seem like you got a good sense of humor, but you're a bit misguided, my friend. Giving somebody, I do believe washer fluid is poisonous as well.
100%. Yes. Now, are we just addressing this now?
The kid proof opening on it, but it does look like blue juice.
And it's just weird, Ron.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's a weird flex, man.
Ron,
that's your opinion. From my point of view, in my brief moment with this child, with this fatherless child, I taught him something about car care.
Okay, easy. Right. You don't know.
Well, never mind.
Ron, let's go. Okay.
Go on.
I do think you're a good guy. Here's what I would do after this. Take this. We're going to post it at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram.
And don't look at the comments.
Show it to five of your friends and ask them what their reaction would be. And then we'll, you know, and then come back to us and tell us that you still feel the same way, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, buddy. Best of luck, all right?
Godspeed.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Reggie Jean Page is an absolute star, and they're saying this guy could be the next James Bond, mm-hmm. right? He's a big deal, and he's the guy that everybody was like, we saw his butt, and we liked his butt a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Good butt.
I can relate.
A great butt. Yep. Now, Shonda Rhimes says she was shocked at the reaction when he said he wasn't coming back to the show. She said, "I was really shocked because usually what happens is I've killed somebody off that's been around for a while, a.k.a. Yeah. I think McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy." Right?
Everyone on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. She's like, "Like, we didn't kill him. He's still alive. He's a powerful, amazing actor. And that meant we did our job. Every season, our job is finding the right people and putting this stuff together is incredible in a world-shifting romance. I don't know what I expect. I don't know that I expected this much of an explosion, given that every book in the Bridgerton series is a different romance. What would be the ever after of this combo? I mean, really, what would he even do? You know what I mean? We gave him we gave them their happily ever after, and now we have the next couple coming in. So yeah, I was like, whoa.
I thought you meant like she was surprised, like, Shonda, haven't you read the books before you put this together? Like, she was surprised that he wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
And I was
no.
So are we.
She was shocked that we were shocked.
Yeah.
Now, producer Jesse, who's read all of the Bridgerton books.
Every single one.
He's reading one right now.
I haven't read a single book.
What is actually coming, and why is it okay that he's not going to be there?
So she mentions it there, but if you've read any of the books,
like
you'll
have
know
several times,
that there are each individual stories, and that in the romance genre, characters come in and out, and they're telling different stories about different couples. So his story arc was complete in season one. It went from beginning to end and a happy ever after, and that's it.
So,
it's over.
So I think what people are worried about and maybe afraid to ask is, are we going to see his butt again anytime soon?
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
They said he may make an appearance.
Good.
We'll see his butt.
Because here's the thing, right? Because the woman he marries in it is the sister of one of the next characters.
Yes.
So she's going to be in it. And is she just going to be randomly in it without her husband with his great butt?
His butt will be back. But also, there could be more butts. And that's the thing. Is like, I know, right? I know we like this butt, but the next one, it's like The Crown when you were like, I don't want new actors. And it was great when the new actors came. There could be new butts. New seasons, you know? I think it's going to be okay. Be optimistic about this one.
We are owed great butts.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah. That's right.
That's why we watch.
You hear us, Shonda? More butts.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
It's over. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez announced their split this morning.
Officially.
Yeah. I mean, a month ago, everyone was like, hey, did you guys break up? And they said, no. Well, they did. They put out a joint statement. They said, we realize that we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children and respect for them. The only other comment we have is to say thank you to everyone who has sent kind words and support. And again, this comes a month after they said they were not breaking up.
It's all coming together, guys. She's going to get with Matthew McConaughey, and Made in Manhattan's going to be IRL.
He's married with a couple of kids, happily.
Any
What's
other backup plans? you'll soon be able to go to Hyde Park for the cherry blossoms this season, but you won't be able to get too close. This was announced yesterday. Staff will be installing fence around the three largest collections of cherry trees in Hyde Park to discourage congregation during peak bloom periods. And the park is going to have city staff on site monitoring the situation. Now, if you do want to get up close and get an unimpeded glimpse of the beautiful trees, you can do so online with the Bloom Cam live stream. It's a 24-hour camera that will be up and running once the peak bloom period begins, which could happen as early as the last week of April.
I feel like you can just Google search an image and it's the same
thing. Just Photoshop yourself in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that Zoom background. You can change your background.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's such a great metaphor for what we're going through right now.
Yeah.
We can see the end in the distance. It's so close, but there's still a fence keeping us away from it.
Right?
And the fence is we can't get the vaccines out of the freezer. It's bananas right now what's happening, but at least you'll be able to see them from a distance.
Yeah. Can't do that with vaccines.
Man, remember, like, the fact that they had to, like, this time last year, Hyde Park was closed.
Yeah.
You couldn't even go in.
I remember a big story last year was that somebody snuck into Hyde Park, or at least snuck by the trees.
Oh, yeah, and they had cops on duty.
Yeah. And they took pictures, and what are you going to do with those pictures? You can't post them. You're going to get in trouble.
You're right.
Guess you just have to keep them for your photo album.
That's right. Here's what people like most about working out at home more than the gym. This is according to a new survey. I mean, it's no secret that people have had a hard time working out at home, finding, tough to get motivated to go do it. But here's seven things that we all say that we really enjoy. Starting with number seven, not having to commute to the gym. Number six, more motivation. Number five, not feeling judged by other people. Number four, it helps with mental health. Number three, more choices of activities you can do. Number two, flexibility on when you can work out. And number one, feeling more confident, trying new workouts. Can I add one to the list?
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't have to hear strangers grunt.
Oh, the grunting. Oh, the grunting itself.
I'm a grunter. Sorry.
Are you? You're not. Are you?
What's your grunt sound like?
Ew. Like when you're lifting things? Ew. Don't do it closer to the mic, man.
Come on. One more. Keep pushing.
Jackson, want to make out?
Absolutely not. No.
That's what's turning up TJ. Grunt again.
By the way, a couple corrections here. Number one, J-Lo and Matthew McConaughey were not in... we're in The Wedding Planner, not Made in Manhattan. What is wrong with you?
How dare
you?
And I love... the wedding planner, and it was a misstep. And I've got everybody down.
Are you purposely trying to torpedo what's trending?
Yeah, I think it is. The other thing I'd like to say is Cam from CP24 retires today.
Yes. Yeah.
And he just did his last break, and they do the dancing thing all the time. And anyway, so Cam went out dancing. Cam Woolley, we love you. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
You were an incredible co-worker because obviously we're all owned by the same company. So Cam, goodbye to you, sir. I don't think you'll hear this, but we still think you're great.
Love your moves.
Yeah.
Best dancer I've ever seen.
He's the most fun uncle we all want. You know what I mean?
He is, yeah.
Hey, by the way, destroy your debt. You've only got 4 opportunities, and one of them is in 2 minutes and 46 seconds. Get ready.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to hear your story about what happened when you ran in to one of your exes just anywhere.
Oh, no.
And they were out with their new partner. Or maybe you were out with yours. Now, this all goes back to a story with Rihanna and Drake. And now Jax is convinced that they're going to get back together one day.
True love waits.
But I have to be honest with you. I think ASAP Rocky and Rihanna are in it forever.
Okay, if there's anybody she should get with after Drake, it's ASAP.
They've been dating on and off for like a decade. Like, it's ridiculous. And so anyway, Drake had a party and Rihanna shows up with him. Drake was hosting a huge group of friends in the back room of Delilah, which is apparently in LA. And he invited Rihanna. She brought ASAP Rocky. And apparently, no bad blood. All went really well. They're all really good friends. And I don't know why this would even need to happen, but they were like, well, Drake approves of ASAP. I don't think Drake would even say that. No.
You
don't get to approve of your ex's partner.
Also, Drake and ASAP have done songs together.
Yes,
like, they've been friends.
Great songs together. So Rihanna and ASAP arrived around midnight, stayed for a few hours. They were back and forth between the main dining room and the private room and laughing with Drake and having drinks with him.
No matter how good you are, though, with your ex, like, it's still a little bit awkward. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, well, we've seen each other naked. Like, that's what it comes down to. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I want to hear your personal story about how it went. Because, like, the one I can think of with me is, like, I was walking on Bloor Street once when I worked up there.
Yeah.
And all I heard was, hey, stranger.
Oh, I hate that.
I was like, oh, my God. I know that voice. Why do I know that voice? And I turn around, and it's one of my exes. First woman I ever lived with. And we were together for a couple years. And she was super nice. Yeah. And, like, but she came up to me and asked how things were going. And she was with a guy at the time that I knew really liked her. But they weren't, like, together. It was very weird because he kind of stood off to the side. He was one of those, this is gonna sound bad, but you know when you've got, you're dating somebody and they have that quote unquote friend that's their best friend that you know the second you're out of the picture.
Oh, 100%.
It was that guy.
Yeah.
Again, they never dated, I don't think, but he was there and it was a little bit weird.
Yeah.
But you know, like pretty average. Just, hey, how are you? How are things?
Yeah.
Good. You know, 5 minutes and you move on.
That sounds so healthy. That sounds so healthy. I had
a less healthy experience.
Yes, tell the story.
Okay, so Val and I have been dating a couple months, like maybe like 3 months in. It's last summer, so we're out for our daily walk.
Maskless,
Might I say. Back in the day. And we're walking down by Lakeshore in like the entertainment district, like over by Scotiabank Arena and stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of construction going on down there and we're walking through the neighborhood and we're holding hands and we're laughing as young lovers do. And in the distance, I see who I think is my ex-girlfriend walking down the same sidewalk towards us. Now, when I say who I thought was my ex-girlfriend, I never confirmed that it was her.
To this day, you've never confirmed.
Still don't know because I didn't get very close before I said, hey, let's cross the street right now.
And there was no crosswalk there,
right? No crosswalk. We crossed in the middle of the road through a construction site.
But you didn't really walk. Didn't you run?
Oh, yeah. It was more of a jaunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. A light jog.
So you get to the other side. What's Val say?
She goes, everything okay? I was like, yeah. Yeah. Just really wanted to cross the street right here.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I think I saw my ex-girlfriend. She's like, what do you mean you think?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. Did you?
I still don't know.
Like, I love Val. She's such a champ for handling that, though. Because, like,
beautiful.
I know you and your anxiety. She was like, all right, we good.
Val's a champ for handling a lot of what I throw her way.
Jax, what about you? I know, listen, Jax is friends with every single one of her exes. So she's definitely run in. Yeah. I want to know if any of them have been awkward or if you guys just sat around and wrote a book together.
Yeah,
because it's always like, you know, oh, I don't know, we built a house.
We had a beautiful experience together and we went on vacation.
Like, we're a great team. We just didn't work, you know.
Yeah, we're better friends. Yeah, I do. God. Yeah, I love all my exes. There is one that it was a very awkward situation because this is years ago. I went to Halifax, you know, only has like 6 gay people. I'm just kidding. It was like, it's a very tight-knit community. But I went to a party and I brought my new girlfriend at the time. And then, yeah, my ex was there and she didn't handle it really well. She drank a lot of punch. We'll put it that way. Drank a lot of punch and had some words with me afterwards. So, yeah.
I remember, that's the beach. Is that the beach story?
What's that? No, that's just, this is one's
beach story. There's a good beach story.
I don't know which beach story you're referencing.
So here's the story that Jax told me, okay? So it's a couple years ago. And then we're going to get to your Texas 999999. So Jax is having the best time. Am I getting in trouble for this?
I don't know what you're referencing.
Jax and her new girlfriend having the best time. It's a beach day. She's planned a beach party.
Island. Yes, yeah.
They're on the island. They're having a great time. And one of our friends, our mutual friends, who is, to put it bluntly, pretty toxic.
Yeah. She brought my ex-girlfriend.
Brought Jax. Why?
Yeah. So I was there with my new girlfriend. This is a few years ago. I was with my my girlfriend at the time. And then a friend of ours invited my ex. I don't know, just maybe spice it up. I was having a wonderful day at the time.
Yeah. That's a lot of spice.
So you guys are like making out of the water and you see your ex walking up the beach
with your friend. It was like a mirage. And I was like, why would you do this to me? And I didn't have a good time.
Awkward day. That was that not your birthday?
Yeah. Right close
it was
to
your birthday party.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
So here it is. 416-872-9999. 999999 to text. The question is, you ran into your ex. It got weird. Yeah. What happened?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sometimes you say, we're good, but you're not. And you run into each other at a party a few years later. And they're with their new partner. Now, I got a text message from one of my friends, and it ends with boys rolling her eyes.
Uh-oh.
So, not happy. So, she said, guy I lived with for years, lived at King and Spadina, and I lived King and Brand. So, pretty close, right?
Yeah, really close.
Right down in the entertainment district. And said, we broke up and bought condos a block from each other. Walking down the street one day. By myself, and he is holding hands with his new girlfriend, and he ignored me. But because we are in similar circles and similar industries, saw each other at a party. She wasn't there, and he hugged me and was so nice as if nothing happened.
That's so weird. Don't do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
okay. So here's the thing: there are certain people that you date. If you saw your ex on the street and you acknowledged them, they'd be upset with you.
Yeah.
I've dated women like that, and I know there's lots of guys like that. By the way, don't be one of those people. Your partner had exes. It's okay that they're polite to them.
Yeah.
But there are lots of people that would be very, very upset about that.
Also, too, I think it's just trying to save them from an awkward situation. Because as uncomfortable as it is for you, it's regardless, it's going to be uncomfortable for your new partner.
Yeah, but you're an adult. Put your big boy pants on.
Is that why you fled across the street with saving Val from discomfort?
The one thing I'll say about TJ is that, at least with your story, you're not running into your exes and giving them hugs at a party a few weeks later.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys
aren't
on speaking terms. That's okay.
Yeah. Also, I'm imagining they wouldn't want to see me happy with a new partner anyway.
No, probably not.
You're welcome, my ex.
All right, what are the texts say?
From the 905, complete total avoidance. That's what I got. My ex and I were invited to the same wedding. Each brought different plus ones. I tried to take the high road and say hi, introduce my boyfriend. Since he has a new girlfriend, he just waved. And then every time I walked by or was near, he would grab his girlfriend and make out with her.
Ew.
Or just That's completely turn around and walk in a different direction.
That's gross, man.
I feel like he could have handled that better.
Yeah. I feel bad for his new partner because that's not a good look for him, right? Yeah.
From the 905, my cousin works at a courthouse. Her ex came in with another girl to get a marriage license recently. That's a fun one.
Ooh. Do you sabotage the marriage license accident?
Oops, I messed it up.
Oops, you'll have to come back.
Oh, no. That's illegal.
Another one from the 416. Try and prove it. Another one from the 416. Many years ago, my new boyfriend and I ran into an ex on Church Street, only to discover that my new boyfriend had also dated my ex. Awkward small gay world.
Oh, the gay world is just incestuous.
Is it?
Yes! All the time. Everyone's just dating each other's exes and breaking up with each other's exes. It's a mess. I love it. I love it.
Sounds like a reality show.
Yeah, it does. A really good one.
The last one here from the 437 takes the cake. I wasn't with a boyfriend, but I ran into my ex at our mutual Shoppers Drug Mart. I was holding yeast infection cream and cat food.
He was or you were?
She was.
Oh.
You know what? She's taking care of things, okay?
Sometimes you got it, right?
You got to do what
things you got to do. Yes. And you need the cat food.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Yonge Street is getting dedicated patios and bike lanes this summer. Yay!
That's good.
Toronto Council approved an active TO complete street on Yonge Street from Bloor to Davisville. It's going to bring patios, formalized loading and parking zones, protected bike lanes, and a safer street for everyone in the heart of Midtown. They also have some longer-term plans, including things like event spaces, what type of events you'll put on. I haven't the foggiest. Also, parquet-like seating areas and pedestrian zones where car access is restricted during certain areas. They have hinted at this for a while, so it's cool to see they're actually doing it.
Well, like, besides that mega liquor store, there's like not much happening
on that part of the street?
There's good restaurants, but like you could really build up that area, correct?
Well, yeah. I'm a little surprised that they didn't do it south of Bloor, like down to Front Street, because no one drives that because you get caught in that and you can't do anything.
Yeah. They're rebuilding like between Young and College. All of those buildings are all going to be condos, right? So it's going to be a mess.
I used to live at Young and College in the worst apartment I've ever had in my entire life. So yeah, bad memories. Hopefully they rebuild.
I'm just a hot young bachelor. Help me.
I didn't have a bedroom. It was one of those where it was like, this apartment is 250 square feet and it will require 75% of your total monthly earnings.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Oh,
Forever 21 is coming back with actual physical stores in Canada. After shutting their doors in 2019 and running a pretty thin online store, it looks like we're going to have a full one back by the end of the year. No details on what location they're going in this city, but it looks like they already have planned locations for Vancouver and I believe Windsor, of all places. So we'll have to wait and see on that. And all things in life end. It's Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez announced their split. That was a dark way to start that story. They made the announcement Thursday, which is today, through a joint announcement, which is weird because last month they said, no, everything's fine.
Apparently they did break up, but they wanted to control the narrative, so they waited a month.
Yeah, they showed us, huh? Oh, yeah.
I think he had an affair with some like reality show.
Stop it.
Yeah.
That was the story.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Which is like, dude, you're dating J-Lo.
Yeah.
Like, what? You don't do better than that.
You really don't. They said, we have realized we are better as friends and look forward to remaining so. We will continue to work together and support each other on our shared businesses and projects. We wish the best for each other and one another's children. Out of respect for them, the only other comment we have to say is thank you to everyone who has sent kind words and support. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. All right. Now, you know that Destroy Your Debt is tomorrow. That's the draw. This afternoon is your next chance to get into the draw. 3, 4, and 5, we got keywords for you. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Here's Tom.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Are you ready for trivia with producer Jesse? Now, you pick which one of us you think is going to win. Is it Adam Wilde, me? Is it TJ? Or is it Jax? And the game, producer Jesse, is called...
Did Julia Michaels write it? So her debut album is coming out in a couple of weeks, and you didn't know, but she probably wrote a lot of your favorite songs.
Ah.
So I'm going to play some of your favorite songs, and you guys, we're going to go around the room, and you got to guess
if
she wrote it or not. Cool. Most correct answers wins.
Let's do it.
First song up, we have Friends.
We have to buzz in.
No. So we're going to go around the room.
Okay,
around the room. So you can play it.
Okay.
Yeah. So Blood Pop, Justin Bieber. Do you think Julia Michaels wrote it? Jax, you're up first.
Yes.
TJ?
Yes.
I say no.
The correct answer is yes.
I don't know anything.
And Jax is best friends with Julia Michaels.
Yeah, Jax, Jax and Julia like DM each other.
No,
so.
Stop.
It was just because you had an interview that went really great, right?
I interviewed her a couple times and we just became buddies. Yeah, she's really, really, really funny and really nice.
Now they send each other Christmas cards.
That's
and
nice.
Yeah, have dinners together.
She's so talented. She deserves it.
Well, she thinks you are too. All right, now.
All right, that's 1 point for TJ and Jax. Okay. This song is Good For You by Selena Gomez and ASAP Rocky. Do you think Julia Michaels wrote it? TJ, you're up first.
No.
Adam.
No.
Jax?
No.
She did write it.
Oh. What?
That's three incorrect answers.
Wow.
wait, she did not?
She did write it.
Oh, she did write it.
I knew she wrote a lot of Selena songs, but not that one.
Okay, all right.
Damn, Julia Michaels. Wow.
She's so good.
She's so talented. Okay, all right.
All right. This song number three is Love Myself by Haley Steinfeld. Did Julia Michaels write it?
Yes.
Adam, you're up
first. I'm going to say no, because if I keep sticking to no, eventually I'll be right.
Jax?
No, actually.
No?
Yeah.
TJ?
No, she did not write it.
She did write it.
What? Oh,
that's, again, three incorrect answers.
Yes, first. I should have stuck with that.
Dang.
All right, so we still are stuck on 1 point for TJ and 1 point for Jax.
All right, maybe I need to switch to yes.
All right. This is Love Yourself by Justin Bieber. Jax, you are up first. Did Julia Michaels write it?
No.
TJ?
She did not write it.
Adam?
Ed Sheeran wrote this. So no.
No is the correct answer.
Stuck it out.
Right?
Yeah. Still in this.
Yeah. All right.
Steady on the rudder, eh, Adam?
Two for Jax, two for TJ, one for Adam.
You know what they say, if you're going to lose slowly and painfully. I believe that's the saying. Okay.
Round number five. Never Be the Same by Camila Cabello. Did Julia Michaels write it?
She wrote this part.
Not the best.
Yes.
TJ, you're up first.
Oh no. Yes, she wrote it.
Adam,
hope she sang. Wrote the high part too. I'm sorry. This is Camila Cabello's, my opinion, worst song, but it is a Julia Michaels song. Yes.
Jax.
Yes.
TJ, you said no?
I said yes.
No, you said yes. Everybody said yes. She did not write it.
I said no. I said no. You handed it to me.
Damn it.
Three incorrect answers again.
This is
terrible.
This is okay for me and Adam because we're not best friends with Julia Michaels, but man, you're not a very supportive friend, Jax.
I like her for her, not her success. Okay?
What about when she invites you over to her and JP Sachs's house here in Toronto and they're like, hey, Jax, let's go through your favorite versions of my songs.
Jax, we're just like, get out of the show's podcast.
Okay, final song.
Okay, God.
Please do a little better.
Oh, God.
This is Close by Nick Jonas and Topo. Did Julia Michaels write it? Adam, you're up first.
No.
Jax?
Yes.
Damn
TJ?
It.
Yes.
She did
Damn
write it. So we have a tie.
All right.
Between Jax and TJ. Our tie-breaking
such
question.
Such a good song.
How many followers does Julia Michaels have on Instagram? Closest to... You can go over, wins the game. Jax, you're up first.
2 million.
TJ?
8 million.
Jax, you win. Oh, 2 million, yeah! Right on the dot. As she should.
One of which is Jax.
So, how many Jax bots are in there, eh?
Yeah.
All of them.
All right, now, if you picked Jax, congratulations. Yeah. We will be calling you back, but... What often happens is people are like, unknown number. No, gonna send it to voicemail. You gotta pick up to win. So if you did text Jax to 999-999, good for you. If you get an unknown name calling you, it's probably us or somebody wants to clean out your gutter.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you're a fan of The Bachelor, you saw yesterday that Colton Underwood has come out as gay. Mm. And that's a big thing, right? I mean, I have no idea what it's like to come out, but somebody on this show does. And in a sentence, how would you describe it?
Terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah, terrifying.
Now, he said, obviously, after he worked up the courage to come out to his friends and family and that sort of thing, it's the healthiest he's ever been. Mm-hmm. And of course, before you go on national TV announcing it, you're going to talk to your friends and family first, right?
Yeah,
you're going to feel...
Yeah.
Yeah. And how would you describe the few months after you come out? Is it freeing? Is it scary? Like, how does it feel?
It's... incredibly liberating, but still, like, you're trying to shake off that anxiety.
Why, what's it like the first time you go to a club and you're living the authentic sort of attraction?
Intoxicating.
You have. Intoxicating. Is it? Because you're like, oh my God, like,
in the best way possible. And it's like literally a whole new world is open for you. And you can actually, like, you're lighter physically. Like, it's just, if you feel so good.
Okay. Now, Bachelor fans are saying, well, okay, like, Colton's come out as gay. We have not seen a gay or lesbian Bachelor.
No, TikTok, let's go.
Is it time?
Yeah.
think it was Time like 10 years
ago. It might have been Time 10 years ago, but they couldn't even figure out, you know, anybody of color 10 years ago.
Until what, like last year?
I think so. With Rachel
20
Lindsay.
Seasons in?
Yes. Yeah. So I got to ask the question. I know that people are calling for it, and I think that's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. Is it too late? Have they already, like, is it now, no, they should still do it. But it's like, should they not have done that a few years ago?
You're saying, is this going to come off as performative?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think if they do it, they're going to have to do it big. And they're also going to have to make sure that, like, the folks that are who are producing it, like, they're going to have to switch up the team. Because if they want to be inclusive and they want to do it right, they should have some folks who are in the LGBTQ plus community producing and creating and directing that. Because, like, mm-hmm. if they want to do it, they can do it big, and that's the way to do it. I think if they do it authentically and genuinely, that's the key, right?
I think one of the things that's so fascinating about old Hollywood and up until present day is how many people flocked there who had to hide their sexuality.
Yeah.
But the majority of Hollywood, even back
West then, Hollywood's all gay.
It's all
gay. Yes.
And that, like, there are movies done, documentaries done about major actors and actresses in the 50s and 60s where, you know, is it West Palm or is it Palm Springs?
Palm Springs, yeah. Which it's like a Mecca, a queer
gay Mecca.
Yeah.
And it's, so it's funny that Bachelor and all the movies, all the TV shows and all that stuff, it took so long for a culture that's so a part of the entertainment culture, right? It's a subsection, a major subsection of the entertainment culture. It's shocking to me that it's taken this long for that to be comfortable. Like, oh man, I'm really worried about this.
I also don't want to speak for the whole gay community, but I will say that a lot of the gay community loves reality television. So, like, you have a built-in fan base. It's like, what are you waiting for? It's like, the ratings are going to be there. Are you crazy?
Yeah. All the pieces are there. Just
do
it.
Yeah, exactly.
We just got a number or a text on Out TV. Apparently, there's something called Finding Prince Charming.
Yes.
Which is essentially Gay Bachelor.
I haven't watched it fully, but, like, it is apparently incredible. Yeah. I love Out TV. Out TV is wonderful. Yeah.
Amazing. Well, listen, I hope it happens, and maybe Colton's the guy. And I'm wondering, because they did it on Good Morning America, which is an ABC network, which is ABC does American Idol, and they do The Bachelor. I wonder if they brought Colton out, did the interview with Robin Roberts, because they're saying, okay, this is what's going to happen.
They're getting ready for it.
Yeah, I feel like this is something that they're priming for.
They're so calculated. Of course they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would be really good to watch. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Post Malone. Sway Lee with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
18 plus vaccinations. There are going to be pop-up vaccine clinics all over the city. Couple problems. You can't sign up for them, and nobody knows when or where.
It is a mess.
So, you know, I don't know if you grew up in the suburbs like I did, but in Scarborough, you'd hear this sort of like sing-songy truck driving through your neighborhood, and it was one of two. It was the ice cream truck, or it was the blade sharpener for your lawnmower.
That was more of a bell.
Was it more of a bell?
That
yeah,
the guy would ring the bell.
See, cool. And then
when I worked in construction sites, they also had the trucks that come in with the food, and they'd kind of ring the bell and that sort of thing. But you never knew when they were coming, so you can never plan for it. I'm shocked that we're doing vaccines this way. And one of the things that they're concerned about, this is why they don't want people signing up early, is they don't want somebody from outside of the hotspot postal codes to come in and get a vaccine. So you can't register early. They won't tell you where the vaccine clinics are. They're just going to show up, which means what happens when something just shows up that everybody wants?
Huge lineup.
Chaos,
huge lineups, people texting their friends. And here's the thing. And I got to talk about this because I think it's super weird. Why are we treating vaccinations in hotspots where the caseloads are huge? Why are we treating them like a luxury item?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is something that everybody needs.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody from just outside the postal code finds out about the vaccination clinic, walks over, stands in line, gets it, how is that a negative? Is that negative at all?
Adam, I don't have an answer.
If it keeps them out of the hospital, who cares?
The part that bugs me is the whole, they're not going to say where the location is. Just that statement alone, I'm like, why?
Like why are you hiding this from us?
Yeah, like, it's not a speakeasy.
No.
Like, let people get vaccinated.
And that's my qualm with it, because it's like, if they were trying to protect a organized system, like if it was already organized, they're like, you know, we don't want to do this because it'll mess up the organization. But it's not an organized system. Like, this is already a mess, and you're making more of a mess of it, and people just want to get vaccinated.
Well, and I think there's going to be, and rightly so, some comments on our text message system. Well, what about the seniors, and what about the people
over
50?
Yeah.
And I think you're right.
Both can be true.
But both can be true. If you've got a hotspot, see, here's the thing. If we eliminate the hotspots and we prevent people from getting it in the hotspots, majority of our problems go away. Mm-hmm. We keep people out of the ICU, and that's what, especially the AstraZeneca, that's what it does. You will still get COVID, you can still pass COVID, but it's going to keep you out of the hospital.
But so, what you're saying was not only promised and like observed last week, but it was supposed to roll out this week, and that's what I'm frustrated with, right? Like, we already know these scientifically
teachers
proven.
Teachers can't get it this week.
Exactly, scientifically proven. We need teachers and we need hotspots vaccinated. Yeah. We were told by the government that this is going to be happening.
Yeah.
And now look at it.
A week ago, we were told.
Waiting for the ice cream truck.
I actually do have a bit of a solution for this, by the way. Giving this some thought.
Okay, here it is.
Dr. TJ, what's
up? Do you remember back in the days when we could go to bars? And I'm not talking like pubs. I'm talking bars, like bars.
Yeah.
And at some establishments, there's always somebody, usually a very attractive person, walking around with a shot or a tray of shots.
Shooters. Yeah, shooter people.
Yeah, and then, you know, you give them tips and stuff. They should do that in these areas. Just have someone walk around with a bunch of vaccinations on
a
tray.
Just a bunch of open needles. Why not?
Yeah. You know, you can have Benny Benassi playing in the background, so it feels like you're at the bar.
I don't hate that.
And they just walk around and they say, hey, you want to get vaccinated? And then you have to tip them like $50.
Okay, let me.
You think they're flirting with you?
I want to have some fun with this for a second.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say you have to go back to the last bar that you went to before the pandemic. So that's the first bar you go to once the pandemic's over. What's the bar? Because I remember mine. Do you remember yours?
Mm-hmm. I think it was our bar, Adam.
It was the Flatiron Firkin?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And Jax?
Cruising Tangos.
Cruising Tangos.
Yeah.
Mine was Jack Astor's on Front Street.
Oh, that's a good one.
In East End. I don't really know or remember why, but I remember having pints and then coming to work on that next Monday going, I probably shouldn't have gone out for pints.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.